8.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to like it when they used to come on and when television first come, they'd have them square dances. I loved to see them do that. That's because what we'd done when we were girls.
Oh, really?
Was that square dance.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do the hugging dance. We didn't do that shaking dance. You know, like, you're not allowed to do it now.
Yeah.
You know, where you got to, you can't tell whether the girl's your partner or the boy. That is, I mean, we can't, but I guess they can. Let's get then all of them shake all over, Jimmy Shake.
You don't care for that too much?
I love to see it, but then I don't see no sense in it. I don't see how they know who's who. You know, we had just four couples on the floor to dance when we danced, when we was young folks.
Uh-huh.
And if a boy come a drinking liquor and got too much, he put him in the corn crib. He didn't come back in there where the girls was. Right. He didn't. I mean, them old people made them stand around and behave themselves.
Yeah. Where would they usually hold the dances?
Well, right in the house, like what would be my living room in there.
So someone would just invite everybody else to come have a dance?
Mm-hmm. Come to the party. They call it a party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't know how it would be, but back in my days, in the first part of the year, they'd call it a wood sawing. And the men and the boys would come and saw enough of wood to burn that stove like that from one year to the next, when the girls would come and shell peanuts to plant in the field in the evening. And the old women would be in the kitchen and cooking the supper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then after we cut the peanut shell, we danced. And if the boys didn't come have saw wood, well, the girls wouldn't dance with him because he hadn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Really right.
Did everyone would hold a wood sawing in?
Well, all the neighbors around that would, and they'd invite all of them around, and then say they'd come here this Saturday, well, the next Saturday they'd go to the man up there.
Uh-huh.
And then all the way around, it went around till everybody got his wood, because when he's farming, he didn't have time to cut stove wood.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't sell pine trees then at all, like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the old men would split the wood. And while that younger men sawed it with saws.
Mm-hmm.
These old long saw, cross cut saws they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good times. They'd cook up pies and cakes and chicken and dumplings, chicken and rice and salads, and they'd all eat, and then they'd dance.
Mm-hmm. Would they do anything like that in the spring or the summer?
It'd be in spring, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be from the time they broke their land before they planted their seed.
So they'd have spare time to...
Yeah, they'd be done with their field work. And it always happened on Saturday evening where that anybody could go.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. And the only place we had to spend our money, like where you all go to shows, we'd go to the church, and then we called it a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be so many people there, you wouldn't know who was there. There'd be a horse hitched to every tree and a buggy. And they'd have a stand where they sold cold drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade and pineapple ice and make homemade ice cream. And way later on, they got to where they could get Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't used to could have that. And it was only a nickel for anything you bought in there. And they'd go to Lake City and get these big old 100 pounds of ice, see, and bring them out.
Uh-huh.
And they'd make the lemonade in a tub, 5 cents a glass. And they'd cut... You know, you still know what crushed pineapple is, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd cut a can of pineapple, and they'd fill you a glass full of that ice and put your pineapple in there and then fill it full of water. And that was all pineapple ice. Nickel. It wasn't nothing a dime. And that's the only place we had to spend our money.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go around to all the churches. They'd call it a Sunday school picnic. We'd go to Sunday school, and then we'd usually, in the morning, they'd have a Sunday school program.
Mm-hmm.
And then a dinner on the table. And then people just talk and have a good time. There'd usually be four picnics, one at our church, one at the Lutheran.